staff, or management. Thanks for listening and enjoy Radio Free Brooklyn. This is what Brooklyn sounds like.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, discretion is advised.
So I knew the guy was mad at me, but I took the sandwich home and I took a bite and immediately I said, that is not mayonnaise.
No, it definitely wasn't mayonnaise. I mean, you knew that it wasn't going to be mayonnaise from everything that he said leading up to it. I'm going to come in your fucking sandwich if you keep talking to me like that, you piece of shit prick. I'm pretty sure at that point you should know that it's not going to be a condiment.
Thank you for that.
For what? It was planned. All of it. All of it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio.
Ass. Hey.
I'm Faze Boy.
I'm Faze Girl.
With us in the studio. Nobody else's opinions.
Yeah, bitches. We don't care what you think. But if you have opinions, you can call 718-928-9732. Shut the fuck up. Don't do it. No, I'm kidding. Do it. You can call us. I made a joke to Dick that was bad. I can't say it on air, but I'll tell you when we get off.
Oh, come on.
I can't.
Jeez.
You'll have to ask me at the end of the episode.
That's a great way to start. Here's something that happened that no one can hear about.
No, it's too fucked up. When I think of something fucked up, I immediately think this joke can't be shared on a stage, so it's wasted. But who can I share it with?
That would be me.
It's you.
That would be me.
Yeah. And another one of my friends, Benji. Yeah. Oh, broccoli.
No, that was baked ziti.
What's green?
Avocado.
I'm sensing a green undernote.
Because you know that I eat balanced meals.
Yeah.
So there have to be something.
Yeah.
Green.
I actually don't have the gift. It was whatever psychics that are like fake psychics do when they just read it cold and they're like, all right, I'm gonna take some averages here. So you ate something green. Broccoli? No. All right. What about spinach? No. Fuck you. It was green, right? Yeah. Avocado. Oh my God. I'm a psychic.
I had spinach earlier today.
I know that. From your burp.
I was going to start the show with the how long can you listen and watch this guy challenge.
This fucking guy.
But he's so annoying that
I don't want to lose listeners.
People are like, okay, I can't. So we'll save that for the end of the show.
Fuck this show.
Save that for the end of the show. So we were just discussing before the show why Catherine can't be a hoe.
Ugh.
Or work in a strip club.
Yeah. It was just when I started screaming, stop sweating! That everybody was like, yeah. No, I just can't. I'm a germaphobe. I don't like people or people's like body things.
$30, just stick my tongue in your ear.
That actually, because it's so weird, I would say yes.
But it depends.
It depends on the person and how far in my ear, because there's a level that I think $30. See, like my idea of $30 is let me show you the ear. This will be this will depict the hole.
She has her fingers together like a bunny.
Yeah. And this will be like the other parts of the ear.
Okay.
Because this is what ears look like. It's science. I'm imagining it would be to about a finger's length.
Okay.
But some people might be like, yeah, let's get in there and really
absolutely
wiggle that tongue.
Somebody who's their thing is sticking tongues in ears.
Has a technique.
They're going to try and get up in there like right away as far as possible.
And they already have a technique. They learned it.
Yeah.
This is not an amateur.
Yeah.
And they lowballed me at 30 and I don't even know it yet because I'm not even in the fucking ear game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got taken for my first ear job.
Yeah, you did.
That's why I can't be a hoe. That's why. I'm not going down like that.
You also, it came to light, worked at an illegal poker place.
Yes.
Tell us about that job.
Is this new information to you?
You might have told me, you know, I smoke weed.
The first episode ever of Dunn Son Storytelling. You can check out this story where I told it and Faceboy was there. I may have even told it on earlier episodes of Art Star Scene Radio, but if you're a new listener, we're going to tell you. Like my announcer voice?
Sure.
You hate it. No.
But wait, there's more.
Monster trucks. I did. My friend called me one day and said, you know, we need texted or whatever. Like, we need a waitress. I'm like, okay, great. And I show up. And how long did you want this to be? The long version or the fun version?
Long version.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I was leading in. I'm like, wait a minute, I haven't checked in.
I owe you dried strawberries. Sorry.
You
I
meant to motherfucker.
You will get your dried strawberries.
You don't even understand the process that it goes through for you. Have gotten an advance on this for you to not even have dried strawberries. Wow. I just got fucking taken.
I didn't make it to,
it's okay.
To Trader Joe's today because mom.
You're going to play that card?
Yeah, I have good mom card there.
Wow. Wow. In the fucking pocket with that shit. I wasn't even, now I'm mad. I'm madder than I was when I was over it. I was over it and then you played the mom card and now I'm mad about it.
You got Halloween on my roof.
Oh, wow. You're just desperate. You're just desperately playing cards. And you know what? You don't need to play any of them. All right. This is fun. what were we talking about seconds before all that? The illegal yeah.
Poker.
So I get this call, this text, whatever, and I show up and I start to think I'm pranked because the restaurant is closed. Not closed for the evening or closed and will open. Closed. Boarded up. Closed. So I'm like, dude, what am I? Like, I start to think that I've time traveled or that some crazy catastrophic event has happened and I didn't realize. And it's not that crazy to think when California's burning and Trump is still a thing. That was my condom from earlier. And it stayed on.
I'll use your condom from earlier.
Aw, that's sweet. I like to cover the...
it's a mic cover.
Yeah.
Folks.
Yeah. Or a shower cap if you're a doll or a tomato. Because there are dolls and tomatoes with shower caps on in the studio. For those of you at home who don't get to see us. And then he lets me know that it's not on the ground level. It's upstairs. Which is when I get patted down by a guy with a gun. I'm like, what fuck is going on? Now, other people are like, this is a bad idea. I'm going to leave. In their life. Most of the time, I think this is a bad idea. I'm going to go through with it. I'm going to do it and see what happens. There's going to be a story at the end of this. Like, if I live to tell it, there will be a story at the end of this. So I go and I find out that my job is the best job ever. I basically order food on a phone, pick it up at a door, and give it to people who are playing cards. And then I give them free sodas. And for all of this, I get to tip those people that are bringing the food. And I also get a tip for doing it. And these people pay the tip thing. That's what, you know what I mean? Like, all of this is happening. And I'm like, this is insane. I do nothing. Like, I don't even have to prepare it. I just kind of have to make it available to them. And like, if they order together, just give each person what they ordered. It was amazing. It's like being everyone's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was being everyone's mom, but not really, because I didn't have to clean anything. There was someone for that or do anything.
Were there people that like would request you because you brought them luck? I ask this because I worked selling bingo cards when I was about 12, 13 years old. And it was like, I want Jimmy's cards. Jimmy has the lucky cards. I don't want this new kid's cards. I don't want this new kid's cards. This kid had to wait for me. Jimmy.
Were you the new kid?
Yeah.
Ah, they're right. Oh, man, that's funny. No, they didn't have options. It was wonderful. I was the waitress and there was one porter. That's it. You have a waitress and a porter. And I guess if they really hated me, they could have asked the porter to order food. But mm-hmm. That would have been such a special whatever. And I don't remember it ever happening. Or maybe they like had the porter go to a deli for them, you know? And they're like, I don't want to deal with her. I've never noticed it, but I'm oblivious. So mm-hmm. It's totally possible. But yeah, everything was amazing. And, you know, we would watch men go into the brothel or whatever, the massage parlor downstairs, and, you know, watch them go in all like, yep, gonna do this thing. And then they come out like, oh God, what have I done? You know, the instant regret after ejaculation. You got to see that on them. And it was like so much fun. And we would watch that. Like it was like television, like it was reality TV. And you know, the protocol, if you get raided, is you just put your chips in a cup in the cupboard and you come back and, you know, they're not going to arrest you. You're a waitress. Okay, cool. Great. And of course I filed my taxes on this for those of you listening. So anyway, I didn't work there very long. So anyway, because everything went great until this guy named Alfredo, who looked like I described earlier, like he was covered in Alfredo sauce that had dried, grabs my hand with his bony little chili fingers that felt like if you got like a skeleton and put condoms on it, because it was like loose skin on bones. And like he like grips me and he goes, you can make a lot of money giving rub downs. And I was like, oh no, things have taken a turn. This man is touching my hand. Like, no, this isn't okay. I don't like this. I live in New York, but if you touch me on the subway where it happens all the time, I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like being touched. I don't like people's germs. I don't like your smell. I don't like your fucking sweat. Like none of it. So, I run into the little place, my little nook where the soda machine is and the like prep surface. It's maybe a sink. I don't know. Like the little kitchen area, but it's not really a kitchen. And I'm like, I'm not going back out there until he stops, because he wouldn't stop. He had decided today's the day and I'm getting a rub down. And I'm like, no. And to be clear, a rub down isn't as creepy as he made it sound. It's really just a massage. You massage their shoulders because it brings them luck while they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay you like $1 a minute. And I'm like, that is not enough for me to touch a human being. I'm sorry.
$60 an hour. Not enough.
No. No. God, no. No. Absolutely not.
But you take a tongue in the ear for 30.
That is not an hour. That is a second. That is $30 for 1 second.
No one negotiated time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I did.
You're bad at this.
No. We have not signed contracts and you've not handed over cash. I'll tell you before you hand over cash. How long are you planning on doing this? Because this is not happening. If you think it's happening for more than a second. What the fuck? I think I'm looking at socks you wear to clean your house, but we'll explore that later. And if we're not, we should invent socks you wear to clean your house on the purple box.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. So I go in and my friend's like, all right, I'll take care of it. I'm like, thanks. Thanks. You're awesome. This job's great. And he comes back. He's like, all right, I took care of it. I'm like, thank you so much. I got him up to $5 a minute. I'm like, no. No, you did not understand. He's like, what? Five? That's a good deal. You don't understand. I had to talk him. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
Five times as much.
Yeah.
As original. $5 a minute?
Right.
And you won't do it?
To touch them. I wouldn't.
What is that, $300 an hour?
I wouldn't do it for an hour. I couldn't. He looked like
50
he was...
$50 for 10 minutes.
What is he covered in? Why does it look like he's covered in a glaze of Alfredo sauce?
Oh, it's specifically Alfredo.
No, it's Alfredo. Yes, Alfredo wants this for $5 a minute. Plus they'll tip on top of that because that's the service charge. There's always a tip, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm like, what am I going to do it for a minute? Because $5 is not enough for me to touch that guy. What don't you understand? I'm not fucking touching him. He thinks he's covered in dried Alfredo. His name is Alfredo. I will remember this forever because it was perfect because he was covered in it. He was fucking covered in it. And it's like, what am I going to, what is that? Fungus? What is that? What is it? Psoriasis? Like, what is that? How does that happen? Is he peeling? Because it's not summer. It's pretty fucking cold out. What is that? You a snake? You're getting your second skin? No.
Okay, and what happened?
It became a thing.
What do you mean?
It became a thing because now everybody wants one. Now that this is in the world, everybody buzz. Everybody hears that I don't want to give a rub down. So now everybody wants a rub down from the one who doesn't want to give a rub down. Mm-hmm. It was like a whole fucking thing. And I just was like, no, I can't. And I think I either just wasn't booked or I quit. Like it was just, it just wasn't working because I wasn't going to touch anybody. And it was like a thing. I really don't like people.
No, you don't.
Like I've been offered, someone offered me $30,000 to sleep with them. I said, I'm not a prostitute. Thank you. Cause like, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
30 grand. Awesome. He's like, I could give you 10 grand cash. I'm like, okay. I said no at 30. I'm not.
Right.
I'm not.
What was he
going
to write you a check?
I don't fucking, for what okay, services?
10 grand
in
cash.
Did you take Venmo? Like, what are you asking?
What was the 30? How was he planning on paying you the 30,000?
Well, it came up like, you wouldn't sleep with me. I'm like, I'm sorry, but are you really asking? He's like, really, you wouldn't sleep with me? I'm like, no, not even for $30,000. I'm like, well, last I checked, I'm not in that industry. So no, I could conceivably procure $10,000 cash. Do you understand that I said no at 30? Like, what the fuck is going on? And then I got fired from that movie. It was not Weinstein. I am going to look up if it was a Weinstein production, just like as like a side note. But that's funny. But yeah, that actually happened.
Wait, so what was his position on the film?
Just slightly above mine, and that's all you need.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That happened. I'm going to look, but I think the answer is no. Not even related slightly. I don't see his name anywhere on the list. Not that he was related in any way to it. It has nothing to do with Weinstein. I'm just for funsies.
If you're a writer or an entertainer, take weird jobs.
Yeah.
Do weird shit.
I dated a guy once who said that he wanted to volunteer in a soup kitchen. I'm like, that's so beautiful. I was like so happy that he wanted to do this. And then he said, so I can do character studies and become a better writer.
He just ruined it.
You're right, right? Mm-hmm. Like, thank you. I'm not fucking crazy for immediately being like,
you just ruined
garbage.
It.
Uh-huh. You're disgusting. You make me sick. I'm still going to come with you, but not. I'm not going to help you. Like, he went there and it bothered me because I don't like to do jobs, but I have a great work ethic. So when I do these jobs, I fucking actually do them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually doing this thing that we're supposed to do, which is give these people food and, you know, whatever it was. Like, I'm doing the thing, getting the stuff. It wasn't even that hard. And there's a lot of them. So it's like fast, but not difficult. And mm-hmm. you're just, you know, nice. Hello. Yes. Here you go. Happy Thanksgiving. I think it was Thanksgiving. I don't mm-hmm. remember. But he's just talking to people that are also working there. So now you're not doing anything. And this person that you're talking to is not doing anything. And no one's going to like fire you or cut your pay. But come on. Come on. Why? Really? It didn't work out.
No, it didn't. No. Is this someone that you were dating?
Yes.
Did it affect your dating relationship?
Absolutely. But it didn't end it. Mm-hmm. It should have.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
Affected it.
Yes, absolutely.
It was one. It was a thing.
It was
added to other things.
Yeah. It was like this weird list. And it was early in my days of learning what pieces of shit some people can be. Because I didn't really know. Like, I was like, this seems wrong. But, you know, I didn't know gaslighting was a thing yet. So... Mm-hmm. You know, anything that you might be sniffing out, suddenly you're going to be told you're crazy, you're looking for trouble, you're causing, like, all the shit that a gaslighter might say. And you're like, oh, maybe it is me. Maybe this is normal. Maybe I'm overreacting. All that shit. So I didn't know it was a thing yet. But another thing that I didn't know was a thing yet was the same guy. Like, we went to visit his family and he transformed into, like, a suckling little baby. And I couldn't unsee that.
No, you can't.
How can I ever unsee what a little whiny sperm you are?
Ugh. I think I'm pretty much the same around my family, other than I defer to Nancy on everything.
The ways in which you're not the same in front of your family are okay. Like, the way you're not the same is normal because you're hiding something from your family out of respect.
Something?
Your entire identity in life. You are hiding every, so like anything that's weird when you're with your family is because you're just like, don't say butt plugs, don't say butt plugs, don't say butt plugs, don't make a fart joke, don't tell them this,
fart
don't say that.
Okay.
But you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I know what you mean. Like you're just, for fuck's sake.
You're just clenching your sphincter so hard.
I guess I'm a little clenched. Okay.
Literally, figuratively. So yeah, are you different? Absolutely. I'll know immediately if I call you and Nancy's there versus Nancy's not there, you know? And yeah, you're going to be different around Thanksgiving because there's kids there. But, you know, are you different in a way that makes me lose respect for you?
No.
No.
Today I was in a little garden by my house. We'll talk about the garden later and trying to get in during Halloween.
Perimeter, you pussy perimeter. Bitch. You fucked up.
And I see this empty bottle of, or might have been full. It was a bottle of Visine. And I remember when I was a kid using that, you know, when you're stoned and your eyes are red and you don't want your parents, your teachers to know you use the Visine.
Yeah. And when you're a service industry person, you could put it in people's food and give them painful, earth shattering diarrhea.
I did hear about that.
From me.
Oh.
It's the one thing I like to say about Visine.
So I'm thinking, has anyone ever used Visine for any other reason other than to make someone have diarrhea than they're a stoner?
I can't imagine. I mean, I know Ben.
I'm trying to remember how the hell they marketed it because I remember the television
dry
commercials.
Dry eyes. Itchy eyes. Watery eyes. Visine.
Gets the red out.
It's obviously for drugs. Weren't there eyeballs with water being thrown at them?
And this company
or did I
has
imagine
been around
that
for
while
a
high?
Very long time and makes plenty of fucking money off of stoners, and they never could say it.
No. And here's the thing. I can tell you that it absolutely is not recommended by doctors. It's recommended against by doctors because I went to a doctor and they're like, we're going to have to give you eye drops. And I'm like, what, like fucking Visine? Like, that's just. And he's like, nah, that shit, bah, bah, bah. Like, we would never
give that shit
to a human. Yeah, don't touch that.
I was
that.
Doing that shit as a kid.
No, that will give you diarrhea. Don't put it in your face either.
So I was trying to think of other things that are made specifically for stoners. And I only came up with a few. Malamars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Oh, my God.
Fluff. Mm. And black lights.
That's for LSD. That is not for, I mean, it's not for stoners, but if you're going to include black lights, then we're going to go to like lava lamps.
Then I started thinking about, I remember when I was in college and there was this guy, Baron von something. He was an actual baron of some little country. And he had never tried marijuana or fluff before. So he gets stoned for the first time and has fluff for the first time. And he's going, this is amazing. I must bring this to my country. Fluff. Oh, my God. I must bring this to my country. And I'm picturing now, like, his whole country being completely obese, stoned, and, like, the biggest consumer of fluff in the world.
That happened to Europe from our McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not as fit as they were.
No. Damn. I just thought of something and then I forgot.
All right, let's talk about Halloween.
Yeah.
All right, so I worked a Halloween party. It was awesome. I actually, one of the reasons I stepped up my exercise routines over the past couple of months was because it's a physically demanding job. One of the coat check girls passed out. They had to call an ambulance.
Not enough water?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the stamp liquor thing.
What's that?
You were talking about things that were made for people who get high. I was high and forgot that I came up with that.
What stamp liquor thing?
You know, like when to lick stamps instead of licking a stamp because you have a dry mouth.
Oh.
Or you can't lick your finger. You've got like this little sponge that you put your finger on. That's for people who get high.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Obviously. Oh, yeah. Tobacco grinders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw a tobacco grinder in a store today with a pot leaf on it. but it said tobacco grinder.
Yeah. And most tobacco pipes.
Yeah. Those are obvious things made for stoners.
Yeah.
But they still won't say it.
Yeah.
Can't wait until it's legal and they can finally just cross off tobacco and write weed.
Yeah. This shit won't kill you.
So the party was extremely successful. Everything went really well. I did my job extremely well. I know part of it is that I prepared for it. I was really happy to be part of it. And it's produced by someone who's been on this show several times, Abby Hertz.
Love her.
She did a fantastic job, as always. And I know there are always famous people there, tons of famous people there. But the only people I ever recognize are Mindy Cohn from The Facts of Life. She's there almost every year. And the guy who played Otho in Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
They left together this year.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No,
around the same time. I mean, they went out the door at the same time.
Come on.
I'm not saying that Otho and Cohn are, you know, doing it.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them all. And there you have.
They might have been going
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Might have been going to another party together.
Uh-huh. Just doing the rounds.
And the only other person that I've recognized at that party has been Woody Allen.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's funny.
And he wasn't wearing any costume. And I'm thinking,
he went as
he's going as Woody Allen.
I was going to make a darker joke,
yeah,
but I won't.
You were.
You cut me off because you knew what I was going to say. Fine.
So on actual Halloween, the parade goes right past my building. And so I invited Catherine and her boyfriend, Matt, to join me to either watch from the street or from my roof, whichever is going to be the better view. You want to take it from here?
Or the better show. And we decided that it would be a combination. And that was definitely the way to go. Because the first part of the show for us was the cop that was not from around there. And
Carlton Street.
Yeah, seemed very new. She was calling Charlton Street, Carlton Street. And even when Faceboy would correct her, she'd still say it.
And like the fourth time she started laughing about it. She's like, I can't really pronounce Charlton. There are some words that don't work with some people.
Yeah. And it didn't happen, but it was wonderful. And in the beginning of the night, we could tell that she was just like, I don't want to answer this question. I'm done with answering. And some people would get mad. Other people would like push past us thinking that surely everyone else has been told no. Everyone else has proven that they live on it right there.
Yeah.
Yet somehow.
It gets locked down at about 6 p.m. and the police cannot let you cross the street.
And if you really do live there,
you know that.
You fucking know that. Okay, I don't live there, but guess what road I took to cross the street?
Charlton.
West 4th.
Oh, that's the other one.
Because I wasn't all the way down. I don't even know where Charlton is. Like, we figured it out later, but no, I wouldn't have known to do that one because I don't know that one. But I knew, West 4th is probably going to be a main vein. Why don't we just take that to cross this thing and then we'll be on the other side of the labyrinth, you know, and crawl through the cage there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But these people claim to live there.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Fucking liars.
The crazy man.
Yeah. That's next. So we're watching and, you know, these people, we like to take bets on what's going to happen. Right. Mm-hmm. And of course we see this man, this fucking twatty McFly looking motherfucker.
Pretty tall, big guy.
Kind of cute, kind of a dilf, but also a dick. Because he's just like, surely I can get past you and my child. I'll use my child. Nobody cares. No one cares with not crazy. But what did work or didn't, we'll see. We see this man across the street and he's just like, fuck! Yeah, you got me trapped in here! What the fuck? Fuck this! No, fuck everything! Like, what? It was just going nuts.
You can't tell me not to cross the street!
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck this!
Yeah. So Faceboy's trying to be like nice to the cop and he goes, surely he won't be getting very far. Because I can't imagine Faceboy really believes this in his heart of hearts because he's lived in New York long enough to know crazy works. So then I look at Faceboy, I'm like, that guy is getting exactly wherever the fuck he wants. Like, I don't know where he needs to go, but wherever he chooses to go is where he's getting.
So he squeezes past the first barricade where there wasn't a cop.
He was like a slippery screaming pickle.
Yeah.
like a slippery pickle. Squeezes.
Mm-hmm. And so now he's like in the middle of the street, still screaming.
Like
I'm
a lunatic.
And I'm like, I really did think this is not going to go well for him.
Yeah.
That he's going to get arrested. And, you know, that if they let him go by, you know.
Everyone's
going to act crazy. Get across the street.
Not enough people have the balls.
They let him through.
Yeah. And I knew that was going to happen. But I did get my camera out just in case. And I was like, it's not going to happen. And he got exactly where he needed to go. And that's when we said to the guy, like, with a kid, you should have tried crazy. We didn't say it to him, but we thought it. So, yeah, then we tried to get into the park.
I have a key to the park. So the park, it was locked because I didn't open it that day because it was Halloween. I knew that it was going to be closed, you know, for the most of the time anyway. So I realized, you know, I fucking take care of this park. I open it. I close it. I close it every day. I open it most days. You know, now it's like prime fucking viewing.
Yeah.
You know? So I was like, face girl, should I just let three of us in? And she's like, would you get in any trouble? I'm like, no. Cops wouldn't like it, but I'll do it.
And then I was like, well, would it be bad in some way? Like, are you abusing a power? Like, we're just
and
like,
I said, yes, yeah. I would be abusing
a
power.
Having like this major debate and like a moral debate. And it's important that we had this moral debate because later on it plays into like how ridiculous we feel justified.
So I go and I get the key and I let the three of us in. And this other cop is like, oh, no. He's like, you can't do that. And I said, there are so many things I should have said that I didn't say. I said, what I just said, how I open this all the time, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, everyone's going to want to get in.
I like what you're thinking.
I like what you're thinking, but I can't let you do this. I didn't use the words access to the perimeter,
yeah.
Which cops understand. They're like, oh, okay. As soon as you say that and you have a key, shit, you can. So many things I should have said that I didn't say. And I had even thought in advance, you know what? I could just tell him that this is my park, that I own the park. Show him my ID that I live in the building. And I could be like, I bought the penthouse apartment. This park is actually private property. That's why you don't see any Parks Department signs there. The real reason you don't see Parks Department signs is because it's transit authority property. But the cop's not going to fucking know that. He's going to see that there's no Parks Department sign. Oh, okay. It's your park.
I really just think you could have been like, there's no Parks Department thing. At what point are you able to even fucking regulate this? You got that. You got that. You don't get this. This is mine. This That's is why mine. I've got the key and you don't. Oink. Oink. What now?
Let's do a song and get back to Halloween.
Okay. It'll play in to some Halloweensies.
Okay.
But I won't tell you how.
And while you're getting that together, there's some stuff.
Jesus, it never goes that quickly. Believe what are you gonna me? Yeah, do it.
Before I read this, I want to say that I am I'm just gonna read it.
Yeah, just read it.
After more than a year of dreaming, researching, experimenting, late night conference calls and early Saturday morning meetings, the Me Team is happy and proud to present to you the Me Bottle. This double insulated reusable stainless steel bottle disinfects water in a 60-second cycle utilizing UVC LED technology and is 99.99% effective against E. coli. A single charge via micro USB lasts up to 30 days, and the bright LED display lets you know when the water is ready to drink. Join us in bringing clean water to all. Raise your bottle and drink to you and me. Find out more at mebottle.com.
Should I be all apart?
like you. Easily amused. Find my nest to salt. Everything's my fault. I take all the blame. I'll proceed from shame. Sunburn, freeze.
That was awesome. You're listening to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. To help support our mission, we invite you to make a one-time donation or monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air, so please support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. All contributions are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. And if you like this show, if you want to make a donation that is also completely tax-free, maybe you had some laughs, maybe you enjoyed the music, maybe you're a regular listener and you've learned some things through the years, you can go to rfb.nyc/s. That's rfb.nyc/ASS. Any proceeds that we receive will go towards medical marijuana. For us.
It's true.
God, you vape it a lot.
Well, I...
Jesus, vape girl. You didn't read the instructions. You didn't listen to them when they told you the instructions that you're supposed to wait 5 minutes. You're just like, give me vape, give me vape, give me vape.
In my defense, I didn't vape as much as I thought because I wasted a lot of it doing it the wrong way all day. And I did listen when they explained it. I just didn't remember because I got high.
So we decided to go up to my roof since the park thing didn't work. And you can see like the larger stuff looks really cool from up there. But there are all some things that you can't quite make out.
Like and all of the like, people.
We saw like Gaze Against and what? We're pretty sure it was Gaze Against Grunge.
Grunge, yeah. That's why I did this song.
I know.
And you knew it. And that was why I chose a song with the line, "Everyone is gay." because it was perfect. Yeah.
The plaid shirts, no.
And the dirty hair.
Dirty hair, no.
It just looks dirty. Why would anybody want to look like that? Gaze I don't
against
like
Grunge.
It. Long hair. Yeah.
You can have long hair, but it's dirty.
And they're layering. How can you mess up layering? So, and their shoes are dirty.
So we could see the cop from the roof.
Yeah.
As the progressed, moving further and further away from basically her job.
Yeah. Like
telling people where they can cross the street and telling them that they can't cross there. She was hiding in a bush.
Yep. Hiding in a bush on her phone. And I wish I had the ability to see what she was looking at. Like, I am so mad because we possess binoculars. There are binoculars in the home that we could have brought had we known that we would have been needing to know what this cop is doing instead of her job. And I don't mean this. I love her. I don't mean this in a negative way. She was great. She laughed with us.
Yeah.
She hated that she was there. She doesn't want to be a cop. She's just doing it for the money. Not like that fucking park ruining asshole.
Yeah.
Pig.
Yeah. We should have just entered on her side because she would have been cool with it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you got keys?
Wow.
Can I come in?
She climbed the fence. I saw her on the bench. She was like hiding and inching. And the best part was like, I told you, then you went down to the bathroom. Then I don't know what to call him ever. So I'll just call him Matt. Matt tells me like, oh, you know, it's so funny that she's moving. And she was further away when he noticed than when I showed you that she was hiding in the bushes. She's now hiding like at the turn of the arm, just away from people.
And then you got there earlier than I expected, which never happens.
Well, you know who.
And asked for a recommendation for some place to eat. So I texted, around the corner.
There's a
fudge is made. So mature.
You're the one that was saying that, right? That you can't say around the corner without saying fudge is made. Yeah.
So I said, around the corner, fudge is made. Fudge is made.
So now we're going to motherless
you go
Brooklyn.
To the this corner and turn right. There's a Mexican place run by Chinese guys. And I didn't get a response. So I figured that's where you went. And when I was done with my dinner, I went up and checked out the place. And I was like, oh, they're not there. I mean, asked for a recommendation. I recommended the place. And so I called you and you were at the subway that was nearby. And you thought I was joking.
Well, I didn't see it until we had decided on a subway. Like, I was like, we were just walking and it was the first thing we saw on the safe side of the labyrinth. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want to go too far. And we didn't want to like do it too crazy. We'd missed our opportunity to go to Joe's. Because there was a line.
There's always a line. And it's Halloween. You think there wouldn't be a super line?
No. I knew all that. But you know how you think you're going to do... Excuse me. You think you're going to do something, right? You're like, oh, I've got this idea. And I'm going to do it. And then you just don't follow through on it because doing it is too tedious. And you're like, oh, I don't want it that bad. Like putting on pants and getting out of bed.
I rarely talk about how good Joe's is because...
Everybody knows that.
And the people that don't, that's like more people.
Why would you tell these people? Right? Stop sweating! Yeah, no, don't do that. No, Joe's is terrible. Do not go to Joe's Pizza. If you're listening and you've ever had Joe's, I apologize that you've experienced such terrible.
They put mayonnaise on it.
And it's not mayonnaise. It's not even mayonnaise. Yeah. If you listen to the opening of the show, we did a little sneak teaser of what Joe's actually puts in their pizza. So still avoid Joe's Pizza, but some of you don't so that it stays in business. You know who you are. Don't talk about it. It didn't happen. So now we go to Subway and I'm sitting down. I see you outside and we're like, oh, that's him. And then, we were like, is he wearing white jeans? And I didn't know if you were wearing white jeans because you were wearing white jeans. Or if you were like, today's Halloween, I'm going to wear white jeans. You're just wearing white jeans.
I was just wearing white jeans.
I was hoping it was like a Saturday Night Fever thing. Because
no, I had no costume.
Yeah, neither did I. Unless the costume is a put together adult. So I read it when you were there and I'm like, oh, that's so funny. Because I thought you were joking. I thought you were...
Because that's specifically, a thing for you.
Yeah, specifically joking.
Nope.
Because it's, a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people do. Nobody knows this. But I wrote a manual, a user manual, a me for dummies, a face girl for dummies manual. And in it, on the list of things, is Chinese-Mexican. Because it's neither Chinese and it's not Mexican. and I love Chinese and I love Mexican. But when they do this weird thing,
it's not a fusion. It's Mexican food just done by Chinese people.
It's weird vegetables.
No, it's not.
It's weird vegetables.
It's beans.
It's fucking weird vegetables. No, maybe not your place, because I'm not saying that every single like Chinese operated Mexican food, like Mexican food shop is whatever. But there are places that are both. There'll be like an establishment that is both Chinese and Mexican food.
I'd like to try that.
No, because they put the Chinese vegetables in the burrito.
I'd like to try
that. It's so weird. It should be illegal. You don't, broccoli doesn't belong. If I wanted I didn't ask for this.
Sounds interesting.
It is interesting if you're pregnant or high, but it's weird. I want a fucking burrito.
All right, we don't have a lot of time left, so I got to get to a couple of things that happened this week. So Trump is now a Florida man. You know about this?
It's official.
It's official.
And it makes sense.
It's official.
Yeah.
What bothers me about this, as a person with a radio show that hates Trump, is there's nothing I'm going to come up with that's going to be as good as whatever's going to happen in 3.5 hours on Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live with Trump as a Florida man. So
really?
I decided not to. I mean, I was going to write some stuff, you know, but it's like they have a team of writers. I have me and Vape Girl.
Well, I'm pretty sure their team of writers listen to this show because I see our jokes on there all the time.
It does happen. It does fucking happen.
No, I think you should do it. I think that's the dumb reason not to do it. You're gonna do it before they do it.
You know, that was the other thing. And but I got lazy and I decided, no, I'm not going to do, I'm going to bitch about.
Because what are you going to do it next
why
week?
I'm not going to do, yeah, I can't.
Exactly.
This was my chance.
Yeah, you should have done
to
it.
To sit down and write Trump as Florida man jokes. And I didn't. Just because I was thinking about what they're going to do.
Maybe
I let them get to me.
What if their entire punchline is now Florida has the ultimate Florida man? And you're going to be like, oh, I could have.
Well, you just said that.
Yeah.
3 hours, 3.5 hours before.
Well, yeah. I guess. But what I'm saying is if that's all they come up with, if you were going to do a whole bit about what it means.
Well, I would think they're going to go back to some of his old tweets and stuff like that and say, Florida man said blah, blah, blah.
President Florida man.
Florida man runs for president.
There was a movie. This is the movie. No. I think everything else he does is so much crazier. Like, Florida man orders fast food at the White House.
Florida man grabs pussies.
Yeah, like, everything he's ever done has led up to this moment.
To him being Florida
because
man.
Because it's the ultimate punchline.
Mm-hmm.
It makes all of the sense. And it proves that this entire world is just what happened after the rapture and all the good people are gone. We're still here. What did we do? Because this is not reality. This is a fucking movie. We're not in reality.
Well, actually, we just did explore Florida Man.
No, we didn't.
Pretty well. Trump as Florida Man.
Yeah.
We did a bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Ugh.
How much of this guy can you take?
No.
Yeah. Yep.
Why?
So I've been working out, and one of the things I've been doing is looking at, you know, trying to look at fitness videos, but I didn't get very far.
Okay, I just saw his face, and I already am triggered. Is he on mute? My fucking phone knows. My phone knows it muted him. Okay, so I'm going to go to the beginning.
Are you trying to build muscle but
nope.
don't have a lot of equipment to do it
I'm
with?
Done.
And you think, man, I need some weights or I need something to do this with.
No,
I can't do it with body
this
weight.
Guy.
I say shenanigans. You can build muscle without equipment. Here are the top 5 exercises you can do without equipment.
I hate him so much. I want him to approve of me at the bar. Buy me a drink. Oh, this fucking music.
I'm Brian Calique, certified turbulence trainer here with homeworkoutrevolution.com, bringing to you the top 5 exercises you can do to build muscle right now without equipment, okay?
So what's
the
that
first
haircut?
One jump right in
is that the Cupid doll?
One of my favorites. It's gonna hit
do you go and specifically ask for the Cupid doll? Do they even know that?
Spider-Man, burpee.
Spider-Man okay? burpee.
Oh, that's where I tapped out. That's where I tapped out.
Actually, yeah. And down. Elbows come back, shoulder blades together.
The
and
fuck?
Then up.
That's as far as I got.
And then I jump. Okay. A lot of pushing, a lot of oblique firing up on this.
His mic is making annoying noises. He didn't even get a boom guy because no one can fucking stand him.
Number two. This one's a really cool one. Saw this one at Turbulence Training Summit a couple years back. Still one of my favorites. Plank tricep extension.
He's not even showing you anything.
Position,
I didn't even realize. He's just showing off what he knows. He's like, I took a class once, and this is what I learned. Let me show you everything I learned in 1 minute. This is not a fucking workout video. What is this?
Down. Nice and controlled, keeping that core brace. Okay.
Fucking,
so plank tricep extension.
I'm gonna write him hate mail. Can we prank him?
Again, one of my
favorites. I'm gonna
favorites
marry
this guy. The explosive muscle fiber in the chest. Plyo push-ups.
He doesn't so even down, look like he works out.
No, he doesn't.
Because this is all he does.
You can go from your knees. That's
do
fine.
A rep, dude. Just do a
back,
rep.
Shoulder blades together, hands lined up with
he
the
didn't
chest.
Even do
pushing
one.
Up.
He's just showing you
landing
what you should
soft.
Do.
Yeah.
Really should you complete this move?
In the chest, as well as the triceps, okay?
His face is red.
Number four.
He can't even do what he's doing. Number
again.
Four. How are you on number four? You didn't even do the first three.
So this one's called the body saw.
Why does he keep getting up? They're all down there. They're all the same. It's all the same. He keeps getting up. He's pretending it's different.
The entire time. So really working the abs. The lower back.
This reminds me of the guy that fucked leaves.
Shoulders, okay?
That's the leaf fucker.
One. This is going to destroy those legs.
This last one. This is going to destroy those legs.
So
wow.
Go jump
we got all, we're going to get it all the way through.
Or
well, we had each other.
Yeah, we did. Okay, we went through it together.
And then you do a 10-second hold in a low squat.
Oh, fuck you. And then when fuck this guy.
Again,
fuck his face. Fuck
repeat,
his shorts.
You know, eight times if you
fuck that
to,
shirt.
Right?
What
the
fuck?
Punisher. So it's going to really build a muscle in those legs.
How does
really
he do his hair
up,
like that?
I don't know. Strong,
okay? What is that?
So the top five
shenanigans.
No equipment exercises.
Oh my God,
you do
I got so turned on and angry.
More unique.
That's
why
I knew he needed to buy me a drink at the bar.
Get strong without using equipment. Make sure. We got an awesome deal for you here.
He has the
click
eyes
the
of a sociopath.
Below. We got a surprise for you.
He
I know
gouged
you're
out the
make
eyes
sure
of a Cupid doll
well.
And shoved the eyes
like
of a sociopath
and
in its skull.
To keep up with the newest video.
All right, I can't.
He's.
That was more than I could take. He's still talking.
He's just. He, for those of you who can't see what he just did, imagine somebody showing you if you were to do a sit-up, this is how you might do a sit-up, but then not actually doing the sit-up, then jumping up into the air and then getting back down for no reason because that's not part of the sit-up. The stand-up is just like, all right, another, like, what is he on? Where do I get it? And like, is it herbal? Or do I have to call a guy? Because what the fuck was that? And he does not look like he works out.
He
just
doesn't.
FYI, he doesn't look like he's ever actually completed a single rep.
No.
He's just thought about it. Like, is he using the secret and the law of attraction and willing into existence these abs? Like, it's not gonna work, dude. Do something. Do a fucking push-up. Do a fucking Spider-Man burpee. Don't just show it once. He didn't even do it on both sides. Do you know how much that upsets me as a person who's practiced balance? Okay. Thanks. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Can't unsee it.
Nope.
Son of a bitch.
Oh,
I do like
send
the
you,
leaf
like,
fucker
a,
though.
A link, but can you Google McCamey Manor?
Yeah, let's
capital
Google.
MC, capital K A M E Y Manor.
This is not a bit where you're spelling. So why are you spelling?
Why are you spelling?
Yeah. There was a moment where I'm like, is he doing this on purpose? Do you want me to click on the home, the warnings, the FAQs, or the requirements?
Go to
Washington Post, USA Today.
Go to his
post.
Site. Go to his site.
Okay. Home.
And the first video. You have to sign a 40-page waiver before you can go into this supposed haunted house, which is really just a torture chamber. There's a GoFundMe right now trying to raise money to there's some sort of crowdsourcing something trying to get this to end.
Wait, I think this is maybe the wrong one.
Go forward a bit.
Is there gonna be Oh, shit. This is like a long-ass thing.
That's not what it is at all.
All right, so watch.
If you think it's going to be torture and that's what you want, oh, hurt me, whatever, you're wrong there, too. Don't come here if you think that's what it is, because that's not what it is. You know, I'm looking for squared away individuals.
Go forward a little bit more.
People with their head on straight.
Ross.
Okay, it's all people who have tapped out.
Is this person in dirt?
What? Mm-hmm. What? I can't breathe.
Yeah. I'm done.
My problem is.
Please get me out of here.
Nope. I couldn't do it.
Say your safe phrase.
My name is Taryn Neal, and I came all the way from West Virginia just to tell Russ McCamey and McCamey Manor ate my lunch, took my milk money, and I quit, and you really don't want to do this.
Yeah, I see mud.
Talk to the fans.
Guys.
Oh, you're laughing again. Oh, okay.
No, it's not funny.
Hold on. You're laughing again?
No, Russ.
Wait,
Russ,
he said he's done. Please. He called the safe word. You're a psycho.
I did quit for real.
He's a safest.
You can't do that. He called the safe word. And that's dangerous, you psycho. He kills people.
Get your head back over there. Talk to him right now. Don't be laughing anymore.
He's killed people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You really don't want to do this.
100%. And he uses the bodies. I'm writing a movie about that.
Follow my like, thread, guys, and say,
in another project.
I'm not going to do it today. This is just too much for me. This is probably the craziest.
How is this different from facialabuse.com?
Not even really seen, just been told about. I'm Cammy. I came all the way from Evansville, Indiana.
This is porn.
I came, all the way from Evansville, Indiana, just to tell Russ and Holly.
Does she look like that, or is it a weird lens?
I think it's a weird lens.
Already. And everybody told me you really don't want to do this, and you really
watch
don't
one
do
more,
this.
And then we'll wrap things up.
I'm Eric. I came all the way from Texas.
Oh hell no. There's mud. No. I can't. It's too dirty. Like, no. Can you guarantee me that your mud doesn't have bugs in it? No. It's not clean mud. It's real mud.
If you get through it, $20,000.
No.
Yep.
How long is it?
I think they said it could take up to 10 hours.
No. Absolutely not.
And you can pull your teeth.
Are you serious with 10 hours?
Yeah.
No. You're kidding about the teeth thing, right?
No.
You're not.
No.
You're not.
No.
$20,000?
Yeah.
And idiots go for that?
I don't know if he's ever actually.
You couldn't offer me
teeth.
$20,000 to pull my fucking tooth. Like, forget mud. Like, I don't know. Maybe one of the back teeth, you're like, I'll give you 20 cash.
This one's dead already.
Like, I've got my eye on a tooth that I'm willing to give up. Okay, you caught me. There's one tooth that for $20,000, I'll let you have. But not like a front tooth. A front tooth, that's like a movie. That's like you want me to do $1 million baby and like, not like you know that, but you've got a sense about it.
It's so freaky, but I watched a good half hour of that, like just people tapping out.
No.
Yeah.
That is porn.
And how fucked up they were, like all this shit on their face and their fucking mouth stretched open. And
he's erect.
Like oh shit.
I know the sound of a man with a fucking erection, and that man dick is hard.
Thank you, face girl.
Thank you. Face man.
You can hear us each and every Saturday right here on Art Star Scene Radio at 7 p.m. And I hope you had fun.
We're professional.
We're professionals.